Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years. Just for the picture.
Today's News at Noon from ABC is sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It's 24 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Layoffs have started at the IRS, and sources at the agency tell ABC News the timing could impact tax filing season. The White House says it should not interfere.
This is a significant number of people at the IRS who started to get their layoff notices as of last night. 6,000 people at the agency, and that's across the country, not just here in Washington, D.C. It's about 6% of the workforce, but this is something that is part of the broader workforce reductions by the Trump administration. And they're defending this, saying that this is all about trying to target waste, fraud, and abuse.
ABC's Karen Travers. Doctors in Rome brief the public, saying Pope Francis is not out of danger yet as he battles pneumonia, but also stressed he is not in danger of dying from the virus. Existing home sales dipped last month, another sign higher mortgage rates are putting a damper on the market. And another report shows consumer confidence slid with concerns over potential tariffs. This is ABC News. Delta Airlines says it needs to correct misinformation about the pilots of the jet that crashed while landing in Toronto.
After the Delta Airlines regional jet operated by Endeavor Air flipped and caught fire on the runway, social media has lit up with what Delta Airlines says is misinformation. Now it's believed as fact by some. Delta Airlines says, contrary to some claims, the first officer was not brand new. She was hired over a year ago and had been flying since she finished training last April, and the claim she failed training events are false. The captain was hired in 2007, had worked training pilots, and claims that he too had failed training events are also false. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Tesla recalling more than 376,000 vehicles due to failure of the power steering assist. The carmaker says that may require greater effort to steer at lower speeds and increase risks of a crash. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, the People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists,
Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 24 degrees in Richland Center at 1205. Our forecast calls for plenty of sunshine with highs in the mid-20s. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy and cool with a low of 7. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy, a touch warmer with a high of 30. Again in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 9 below, it's 24 degrees.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court & Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court & Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Saxonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City is more than a great place to eat. It's a place to have a memorable time with family and friends while being treated to great service and delicious food. Experience the ever-popular hash burger, savor the amazing Friday night fish fry, and mouth-watering Saturday prime rib. The great thing about Turbo's is after your first visit, you'll have a new favorite for food, friends, and fun. Turbo's in Hub City.
Afternoon. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 1209. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A conservative nonprofit backed by billionaire Trump advisor Elon Musk is getting involved in a race that will determine the political direction of the highest court in one of the country's most important presidential battleground states. Federal records show the group, Building America's Future, is spending $1.6 million on television ads that started airing Thursday in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The spending comes after Musk posted a message last month on the social media platform he owns, drawing attention to the election and calling for the Republican to win. The outcome of the April 1st election will determine whether the court will remain controlled by liberal justices or flip to a conservative majority. Despite controversy in recent years, the Assembly has passed an annual Black History Month resolution. In 2019, Democratic sponsors wanted to include Colin Kaepernick in the resolution, Republicans objected because the Wisconsin native and former NFL quarterback protested police violence by kneeling during the national anthem before games. Then in 2022, a Republican-authored resolution passed the state Senate despite objections from Democrats, while both houses signed off on a resolution in 2023. Those honored this year include the first black judge to sit on the Wisconsin Appeals Court, Paul Higginbotham, and Marsha Anderson, the first black woman to become a major general in the United States Army Reserve. Ahead of the vote, an amendment from Democrats removed the name of Samuel Coleman, assistant superintendent of instruction for the Oshkosh School District. State Senator Brad Paff and State Representative Jenna Jacobson have introduced right-to-repair legislation to support Wisconsin farmers. This consumer protection proposal creates a right to repair agricultural equipment by requiring manufacturers to make things like repair documentation, data, parts, and necessary tools available to owners and independent servicers at fair costs and terms without surrendering trade secrets that would harm the manufacturer's legitimate intellectual property rights. The bill is limited to agricultural equipment and protects manufacturers from liability for repair conducted by owners or their independent service providers. Wisconsin Congressman Derek Van Orden has filed for the impeachment of a federal judge who issued a preliminary injunction against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. The injunction stems from a lawsuit filed by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call and other states to stop the group from assessing sensitive Treasury records, including Social Security numbers. Musk called for Judge Paul Engelmayer's impeachment the day after the injunction was issued. On a Tuesday, Congressman Van Orden introduced the bill. Public Health Sauk County is urging people to get their annual flu vaccine. Although it is later in the season, Wisconsin is still experiencing very high rates of influenza. In Sauk County, there have been 55 influenza-related hospitalizations since the start of 2025. This is 9 times the number of hospitalizations seen during this same time last year. According to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services, 32% of Sauk County residents have received a flu vaccine for the 2024-25 flu season, which is currently lower than last year's rate. Anyone can get sick with flu, but some groups are at a higher risk of becoming seriously ill, including children younger than 5 years old, adults 65 and older, people with chronic medical conditions, and pregnant people. If you experience warning signs of flu complications, seek medical care right away. Public Health Sauk County offers routine immunizations by appointment. Call 608-355-3290 to set up an appointment. A parent or guardian's written consent is required for all children under 18 years old. Vaccines are free for children 18 and under without health insurance or vaccine coverage. Individuals who are Medicaid eligible or uninsured, and for American Indians or Alaska Natives. Adult vaccines are available to anyone 18 and older without health insurance. UW-Madison officials once more are asking for permission to tear down the campus's deteriorating humanities building. The State Journal reports campus officials have been asking for complete demolition of the Moss Building for over a decade. The brutalist-style structure was built in the 60s and is crumbling on the inside with elevators out of operation, leaks in classrooms, and malfunctioning HVAC. The price to tear down the building and move the arts and music departments is nearly $300 million, and it's unclear if that money will make it into either Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal or the budget that the Republican-controlled legislature will approve. The sturgeon harvest is still low this year, with just a few days left in the spearing season. The Department of Natural Resources reports that just 27 fish were harvested on Thursday. Wardens say it's unlikely that spearers on Lake Winnebago will meet the harvest quotas this season, with only 454 fish taken this winter. Cloudy water and poor ice conditions have prevented good spearing this season. When COVID-19 became an issue in 2020, many companies allowed their employees to work from home to stay safe. With many companies weighing the advantages and disadvantages of working from home, Organic Valley has created a more creative approach. Kimberly Turnmeyer is the Vice President of Organizational Development at Organic Valley.
We've taken a bit of a different approach to that. We never really went fully remote. We existed in a sort of inconsistent hybrid approach until actually about 2 years ago when we said we should figure out what's going to work for Organic Valley. And we pulled together a cross-functional team to look at this and bring a recommendation forward that we could adopt as an organization. And so at this point, we're about 8 months into the adoption of our approach to hybrid work.
Organic Valley's hybrid work model gives employees options. The company also used a similar hybrid process before the pandemic in 2020.
The way that we've approached hybrid work is to really look at how different roles work, what they need to be on site for, and offer employees some choice in how they work. We have two headquarter locations, one in Lafarge and one in Cashton. So we've always worked since we opened the second building in Cashton, I believe that was in 2016. We've always worked a bit hybrid because we've had employees in two office locations. But obviously, like everybody else, COVID really exacerbated that. And what we found after COVID is employees felt differently about being in the office. And we had a lot of inconsistency in the way that different teams were working.
The hybrid work model balances the company's and employees' needs, which has been beneficial to all.
We kind of aligned around some key ideas that we wanted a consistent approach and policy. We wanted it to offer employee choice, that we wanted to offer people flexibility to the highest degree possible, balancing the needs of the role and the needs of the business, and that we also support our employees to work better together no matter where they're working. And so for some employees, hybrid work may look like 3+ days a week in the office with designated office space. And for others, it might look like 4 to 8 days a month in the office where they reserve workspace when they come into the office. And for our employees that live further away, we did offer for some roles the ability to choose truly remote work.
Kimberly Turnmeyer has seen a more positive work environment using the hybrid approach.
We said that employees could change their employee type, so that high hybrid, low hybrid, or remote if they live outside that radius, on an annual basis. But in the first year, we were going to offer an opportunity for employees to change 5 months in. And we saw very little change in what people selected for employee types at that point of reselection. There were a few people that decided that they missed having a designated office space and they switched from high hybrid to low hybrid. We had a few people go the opposite direction, but generally what people chose, they've stuck with. So we feel like that is an indicator of satisfaction.
In regards to the Organic Valley hybrid work model, Jeff Frank, CEO of Organic Valley, said in a written statement, "We're proud to lead a hybrid work model that reflects our commitment to our people, our business, and our purpose in a rapidly changing world. Organic Valley's hybrid work model is a testament to our belief that when employees thrive, so does the organization." One of Madison area's largest employers has plans to again expand its campus. Medical records company Epic Systems is requesting the city of Verona to approve a new building to handle conferences and meetings. Styled to resemble a building sticking out of the ground, the Deep Earth Conference Center is expected to hold meetings and host events outside the company's massive annual conference. Epic has been in constant expansion in Verona for the past decade, with buildings that resemble Harry Potter's Hogwarts, Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz, and a large treehouse. The Madison Fire Department is the first in the nation to place a new electric fire truck into service. The pumper truck is made by Oshkosh Corporation's subsidiary, Pierce Manufacturing, and is capable of handling 2,000 gallons of water per minute. The truck has a backup gas engine to support it during long fire calls. The unit will be based on Madison's east side near Easttown Mall. A real estate property scam is targeting vacation homes and vacant land. Scammers pose as property owners looking to make a quick sale of unoccupied land they don't actually own. And with more deals being done electronically, it can be easier for scammers to dupe realtors and buyers. Burnett County Register of Deeds, Jeannie Taylor recommends owners sign up for property fraud alerts. If their property has been fraudulently transferred or sold through these scams, they would be notified upon somebody recording that. You can sign up for the free program at propertyfraudalert.com. Anyone who is notified with an alert should contact their County Register of Deeds office and Sheriff's Department. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. Communities have been awarded trees. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Regular oil changes keep your vehicle running strong, and Kendall Lube Express on Highway 14 in Richland Center makes it quick and hassle-free. Get top-quality service with trusted Mobile One products. No appointment needed. Just drive in, stay in your car, and let the professionals take care of the rest. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. The car wash bays are under construction, but Kendall Lube is open and ready to serve you. Fast, friendly, and reliable. Stop by Kendall Lube Express today.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Now's the time for adventure. Time to discover the tasty delights waiting for you at Summit Ridge Supper Club on Highway 58 between Lavelle and Mauston, where the daily specials are mouth-watering, the salad superb, and the atmosphere has to be experienced. Drop by on Fridays for the fantastic fish fry starting at 4. Saturday nights, feature prime rib. And don't miss the roasted chicken and dumpling special on Wednesdays. Terry, Jen, and Randy invite you to make it a night to remember at Summit Ridge Supper Club, Highway 58 between Lavelle and Mauston.
It's 25 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:24. Alliant Energy named 11 Wisconsin communities, including Baraboo and Blue River, to receive grants totaling over $50,000 through the company's Community Tree Planting Program, part of its 1 Million Trees initiative. Alliant Energy partners with Trees Forever to help communities develop, select, and plant a diverse mix of trees. A tree expert works with the communities to select the best species for their areas and create care and maintenance plans to ensure the new trees have long, healthy lives. Since 1990, Trees Forever and Alliant Energy have awarded over $8 million in grants and planted more than 1.1 million trees through their partnership and programs in Iowa and Wisconsin. Across Wisconsin, communities are eligible to apply for grants up to $5,000 to fund new trees. Baraboo will receive $5,000 to plant 42 trees, and Blue River will receive $4,900 to plant 19 trees. Nine companies were named as Wisconsin Manufacturers of the Year at the 36th Annual Modi Awards Program. The winners were announced at a black tie banquet honoring all 21 finalists. Baker Tilly, Michael Best, and Frederick LLP, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sponsor the program each year to highlight the state's largest industry, which employs 18.4% of Wisconsin's workforce, the largest ratio in the country. Modi Awards are earned by the state's top manufacturers who demonstrate a dedication to quality careers, good business practices, financial growth, innovative processes, and reinvestment into local communities. Companies were evaluated on key benchmarks, including financial growth, technological advances, product development, environmental solutions and sustainability, operational excellence and continuous improvement, commitment to employees, and effective research and development. Four grand awards were distributed in four size categories for performance. Additionally, five special awards were given to companies who demonstrated a unique quality worthy of recognition. Among the special awards recipients was FARC Incorporated of Viroqua with the Empowerment Through Inclusion Award. Enjoy bowling while helping out the Richland County and City of Richland Center canine units. The Richland County Sheriff's Department will be hosting the Cosmic Canine Pin Tap Fundraiser Sunday. Lieutenant Mike Siz is with the Sheriff's Department and was the handler for now-retired canine officer Rambo.
We're going to do the cosmic bowling, so it's, you know, turn on the black lights and kind of get a cool atmosphere in there. It's $100 per four-person team, and any other donations are welcome. So we hope to see a lot of the community members out.
The day will also include raffles.
We're going to do some 50-50 raffles, some bucket raffles. We also, if you sign up as a team, you'll get put into a separate drawing for a gun. So that'll be a gun drawing. So that's kind of cool. And then there will also be cash prizes for the top teams. So the top three bowling teams will receive cash prizes, and then also the top high series. And it will be, it's not a scratch tournament. Apparently that's important for some bowlers who are real serious about it. They will factor in handicaps and stuff like that. So I think that makes it a little more even for everybody that wants to show up and play.
Sis says community support is an important part of the canine units.
They are completely run off of donations from the public, and we've been fortunate enough to receive enough of those donations to get several dogs in our county. So what we're doing this fundraiser for is for ongoing maintenance of the dogs, equipment, trainings that we want to send our handlers and our canines to. So it's very important to have the community come out. It's also a really great community policing opportunity for us. We at the sheriff's office like to have events where the community can come out and we can be transparent about what we're doing. You know, they can meet the dogs, they can meet us, you know, just they can understand that police are just normal people as well. We can connect with the community and have a good time and raise some money doing it.
The first ever Cosmic Canine Pin Tap fundraiser will be held Sunday beginning at 11 at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. The cost to participate for a four-member team is $100. To sign up or to donate to the event, contact Lieutenant Mike Siss at 608-475-4000 or mike.czys@co.richland.wi.us. Proceeds will go to the county and city police canines. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition is recruiting high school juniors and seniors to join online discussion groups about health issues that affect teens. Students who participate will receive a $30 Quick Trip gas card for their time. The coalition brings together community members who work to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County. The coalition will host one-hour online talks about underage drinking and tobacco use this spring. Students can join up to two different groups, one for each topic, and earn up to $60 in gas cards. Each Zoom session will include 8 to 10 students and take place from 6 to 7 between March 3rd and 5th, March 17th to 19th, and March 31st to April 2nd. All discussions will remain private. Students will not be asked about personal alcohol or tobacco use. To be eligible, participants must be enrolled as juniors or seniors in a Sauk County school district. Space is limited. Interested students can register at tinyurl.com/P4PFocusGroups. For questions, contact Kate Hansen at kate.hansen@saukcountywi.gov or 608-477-3609. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection invites Wisconsin meat processors to apply for the Meat Processor Infrastructure Grant through Monday. The Meat Processor Grant Program aims to grow Wisconsin's meat industry and improve the long-term viability of the state's livestock industry. Eligible applicants must operate or intend to operate a meat processing establishment in Wisconsin licensed by DATCAP or the U.S. Department of Agriculture and be engaged in livestock harvest or processing. Projects must increase harvest capacity or production. Funding from these grants can be used for operating expenses directly related to the grant project, including expenses for engineering, architectural design, construction, food safety consultation, equipment, and equipment installation. DATCAP will award grants for up to $50,000 for projects that last up to 2 years and help expand capacity or increase throughput. Processors must provide a match of 100% of the grant amount. The selection process is competitive. Access the grant application and materials at datcp.wi.gov/pages/ag-development/meat-processor-infrastructure-grants.aspx. Submit applications to DATCAP Grants Manager Brian Williams at datcpdadgrants@wisconsin.gov. Today's winner of $100 in the Richland Center Booster Club calendar raffle is Pam Moran on ticket number 825. It's 25 degrees in Richland Center, 28 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASE-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
We've climbed up to 26 degrees in Richland Center on this Friday afternoon, the 21st of February. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green, died February 11th. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Survivors of Guy Heck include his companion, Heidi Wilson of Spring Green, four children, Kim Heck and Tim Price of Plain, Brady and Kayla Heck of Reedsburg, Haley Heck and Baron Vandermolen of Madison, and Casey Setterlin of Sauk City. Nine grandchildren, a brother, Gary and Cheryl Heck of Arena, and nieces, other relatives, and friends. Guy A. Heck, 72 of Spring Green.
Now through March 8th, get 20% off selected items at Krause Monument in Richland Center. With top quality craftsmanship, top service, and a 90-day delivery guarantee, your satisfaction is assured. Call today to make an appointment at 608-647-8314.
Are you looking for a reliable auto body shop? Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists offers over 30 years of expertise, free estimates, and complimentary interior and exterior detailing with our collision repairs. We're dedicated to making your collision repair as easy as possible, so visit Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists today at 1202 Elm Street in Boscobel, or give us a call at 608-375-4434.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has again been selected as one of the best places to work by Modern Healthcare. This is Bob Van Matren, President and CEO. I'm proud to announce that Reedsburg Area Medical Center has received this prestigious national honor for the fourth time. This is a testament to the remarkable people who tirelessly work each and every day providing exceptional care and service. I'm thankful to every team member who contributes to the culture, which truly makes RAMC one of the best places to work. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Greg and Rose Rote. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Hope your day is going well, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher with your weather update on WRCO. Well, plenty of sunshine across the region today with a sprawling Arctic high pressure sitting south of us down toward Missouri and southern Illinois. That'll gradually move away, allow some warmer air to spill into our neck of the woods over the next couple of days, especially by Sunday and Monday. Good chance of getting up those high temperatures into the low to mid 40s for several days next week. Of course, that's about 7 or 8 degrees above normal. With that, a couple of weak weather systems will be coming through as well. Could bring some sporadic light precipitation to the states. Nothing too dramatic, but if it happens to fall when it's colder out at night or early in the morning, there could be some slippery roads and sidewalks, maybe even a small slushy snow accumulation here and there. We'll certainly keep an eye on that and give you updates as the situation gets closer. Otherwise, we are eyeing up some cooler weather bound to return late next week, but nothing near as cold as what we've had over the past week or two. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. We should see mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the mid-20s, southwest wind close to 10 miles an hour, just a bit gusty at times. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, falling down to 7. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy and somewhat warmer, high of 30, southwest wind close to 10. Tomorrow night, some cloud cover, low temperature 16, and Sunday partly to mostly cloudy and mild with a high of 40. Heading into Monday, rather mild with clouds increasing, low temperature 29 with a high of 45. We have a 50% chance of light rain by late Monday evening, which could mix with some freezing rain or snow Monday night. Tuesday, any light rain or snow ending in the morning. Patchy sun in the afternoon. Low 32 with a high of 42. Wednesday, look for a good chance of light rain and snow by late morning. High 41. And next Thursday, partly cloudy and cooler. High in the mid-30s. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 25, our low this morning was 9 below. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 26. The record high for this date was set in 2017 at 63 degrees. The record low, 25 below, was set in 1959. Last year's high was 59 with a low of 29. Sunset tonight will be at 5:40 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:50. Currently in Richland Center, we have east-northeast winds at 11 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.26 and no precipitation to report. It is a sunny 26 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Sustainability comes naturally in dairy farming. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Before you take on some risky task or project on the farm, ask yourself, what would happen if this goes south? If I get hurt or even die in the process, what would happen to my family and the farm? Use your best judgment to decide what's acceptable or unacceptable risk. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Dairy farmers don't need lessons in how to be sustainable. Tim Trotter is the CEO of the Dairy Business Association and the Edge Dairy Cooperative in Wisconsin.
It's basically just capturing all the good work you're doing on your farm. You don't go out every day and say, oh, I'm going to be sustainable today. No, I'm going to run my business the way I need to be financially stable. And of course, we want to be good with the environment. Yes, we want to treat the soil right. We do want clean drinking water. It's just the way we farm and it's the way we think. And it's most important that they just say, yes, I want to bring my information to the table and get credit for it. And that really comes back to giving that farmer the permission to innovate. And I think we've got to be able to have mechanisms for funding and for sharing of ideas so that could begin.
Trotter says dairy supply chains encourage sustainable farming practices. The federal government does as well, though some funding channels are in flux at the moment. Trotter says the dairy industry needs to keep up the dialogue.
And also creating that competitive nature of, oh, I could do better than that, because that really gets farmers going. I mean, they like the challenge, but again, it's got to fit into their business practice.
Trotter was a guest on a recent episode of the Farm Food Facts podcast from U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced it will release the first tranche of funding that had been paused after a review of Inflation Reduction Act dollars. $20 million in payments will go to farmers who signed contracts under the EQIP, the Conservation Stewardship Program, and the Ag Conservation Easement Program. In a statement, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins said the Biden administration rushed out hundreds of millions of dollars of funding that was supposed to be distributed over 8 years, and some of the money went to programs that had nothing to do with agriculture. She said USDA is still reviewing other funding. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duval says this release is good news because the freezing of funds created uncertainty for farmers. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue says he looks forward to the agency quickly fulfilling all previously signed contracts. A climatologist says he's concerned about precipitation deficits across the Midwest. Brian Fuchs with the National Drought Mitigation Center says the growing season is rapidly approaching and farmers need more moisture.
Some of these areas over the last 4 to 5 years have missed out on over 20 to 25 inches of precipitation.
He tells Brownfield long-term drought can affect crop conditions, and he says livestock producers are impacted.
They either have to accommodate the number of animals that they hold on their pastures, or they got to start reducing those herds, or they got to go on the open market and start buying feed if they don't have a surplus already.
The latest U.S. drought monitor shows 63% of the Midwest, 76% of the Great Plains, and more than half of the South are experiencing dry conditions. A bill that would have banned the sale of lab-grown protein for 10 years in South Dakota failed in the state Senate on Thursday. A second vote was considered after a tie vote Wednesday, but lawmakers decided not to consider the bill again. In a statement, bill sponsor and Representative John Sharda told Brownfield he was very disappointed in the outcome. He says he has no further plans for the bill this year and we'll see what happens next year. No lab-grown protein is currently available for purchase in South Dakota, and those in favor of a ban, including the South Dakota Stock Growers Association, said they considered this a preventative effort and raised concerns about product safety. South Dakota Farm Bureau and the South Dakota Cattlemen's Association weren't in favor of the bill, calling it bad policy. There's less than 1 month left of the South Dakota state legislative session. USDA's reporting a good week for U.S. meat export sales. Beef and pork sales both saw week-to-week improvements, while Japan led the way for beef and Mexico topped the list for pork. Soybean, rice, and upland cotton sales were also up on the week. The Western Region Vice President of the National FFA Organization says there's a place for everyone in the FFA. Abby Jacobson tells Brownfield,
to carry our world into this next century, this next era, we're going to need all types of people to continue to move agriculture forward as we look to continue to feed the world.
Jacobson is from the Central Valley of California and visited FFA chapters in Missouri during National FFA Week this week. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. At agriamerica.com, you'll find ag news from the best reporters and podcasters. Agri America streams nonstop ag news and country hits for free. The Agri America app is the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen, Agri America is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. Agri America.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Another round of direct cash cattle business is underway, and cash hogs are up at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to another light start. Live deals in Colorado and Nebraska have been reported at $199 to $200. That's fully steady with Thursday's decline. Asking prices are firm at $200 plus live in the south and $316 plus trust in the north. Deals this week have been marked at mostly $199 live. That's $4 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis. Dress deals are up mostly $315, $5 lower than the prior week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for solid off. Range choice down 76 cents at $311.87. Select was 90 cents higher at $304.08. At the Mitchell Livestock Auction in South Dakota, feeder steers 650 pounds and up were $3 to $9 higher. Most heifers sold with a lower undertone. The USDA says demand was very good and the market was active with several buyers in-house. There were many large load lots in the day's offering. Feeder supply included 64% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 650 to 695 pounds, brought 300 to 327.25. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 602 to 641 pounds, brought 290 to 309.50. Cash hogs are up at midday with moderate negotiated purchases. It was another decent week for export sales as demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains strong. Domestic demand continues to struggle with inconsistency. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. With ample supplies and a slight pullback in slaughter pace, weights could push higher. Bears and yields at the National Daily Direct are up 80 cents with a weighted average of 90.25. There was no comparison to the Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt with weighted averages of 90.61. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at midday at $64. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $60 to $72. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were sharply higher at midday, up $5.16 at $99.19. There is strength in all of the primals, with bellies up more than $18 at midday. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi everyone, this is Angie from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle are higher, hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are down today on profit-taking and technical selling, along with at least a little bit of broader market influence. The U.S. dollar index is firm. The Dow and crude oil are both down sharply. Crop ratings in Argentina were up on the week, and harvest weather does look good in Brazil. Export sales were above a week ago, but lower than average. March beans are down 7 1/4 at 10.38 and a quarter. May's 6 3/4 lower at 10.56 and a quarter. Also giving up the recent gains, March bean meal's down $1.50 at $2.94.50, and March bean oil 69 points lower at $46.57. Corn's down as it continues to monitor conditions in Argentina and second crop planting in Brazil. Export sales are below average, but still nearly 60 million bushels, mainly to Mexico and Japan. March is down 5 1/4 at 4.92 3/4. May is down 6 1/4 at 5.06 1/2. And wheat's mostly modestly higher. There is at least some expectation for winter kill in parts of the Midwest and Plains, but that won't really be known until the crop breaks dormancy. March Chicago's up 4 at 5.89 1/2. March Kansas City's 2 3/4 higher at 6.10 1/4. March Minneapolis wheat's down 1/4 at 6.32 1/2. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of the USDA's cattle on feed report out today at 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central. April live's 40 higher at 194.20, and June's up 50 at 190.47. March feeders are $1.17 higher at 268. April's up 135 at 267.72. Nearby hogs are down. Deferred months are up on spread trade and the sharply higher midday move in pork. Cash is steady to higher. April lean's down 57 at 87.95, and May's 22 lower at 92.22. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Have you been to agroamerica.com? What are you waiting for? One site, one app, one stop for 24-hour ag news and podcasts. Ag news from the best reporters and podcasters, plus a steady stream of country hits for free. AgroAmerica, the place for timely, accurate, and dependable ag news. From the cab, to the truck, to the barn, to the kitchen. AgroAmerica is ready to arm you with the knowledge you need as a farmer or rancher. Grab your smartphone and get it today. AgroAmerica.
Harchi Lumber carries a wide array of building supply products to help you complete your project. Save time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969. Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Harchi Lumber is a provider of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered. For more information, call Harchi Lumber at 608-985-7207.
Want a better memory? Snack smarter. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. If you're looking to sharpen up your memory retention, a recent study published by Neuroscience Research found that the unique fermentation process that is used to make camembert cheese can boost your brain power. Fermented foods as a whole are known to have numerous health benefits because the interactions between food and microbial enzymes result in new compounds that actually aren't present in natural food items. Some researchers have gone as far as to suggest that fermented foods should be part of the dietary guidelines. Anyway, back to the study on memory and camembert cheese. This study says that camembert produces special fatty acids that can help improve memory and learning ability. That specific fatty acid compound found in camembert is called neuristamide, and it can boost brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels, those proteins that are crucial for brain cell growth and memory formation. Camembert cheese is made from cow's milk that is fermented by white mold. It originates from Normandy, France, and is known for its rind and that rich, buttery flavor. One more fun fact, Camembert de Normandie has a protected designation of origin, which ensures its authenticity. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
There will be many athletes headed toward WIAA sectional wrestling competition this weekend. The best of luck to River Valley's Mason Schulte, Blake Brickle, along with Mackenzie Schulte, Cameron Neef, Hazel Corbett, and Montana Joles. Richland Center's Valerie Favre and Madeline Muller, along with Caden Stibbe, Ethan Haiti, Mason Jelenic, Ethan Bodendine, and Ethan Bindle. From Riverdale, best of luck to Lakota Brewer, Brody Meese, Grant Matthews, Chase McGuire, Talon Childs, James Schramm, and Hunter Wilkinson. From Ithaca Weston, Derek Franzen, Nolan Waldner, Caden Coleman, Ashton Bennett, Mac Neef, Briella Granger, and Kaylee Manning. Join WRCO Sports for update reports and play-by-play coverage beginning at 10 o'clock Saturday morning from the Wisconsin Dells and Westby Sectionals. From WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Today, dear diary, I wrestled Bruiser LaRue. When I found out he was in my weight class, I realized that I could draw him. So I drew him a picture, but I don't think he appreciated it because it really got wrinkled when he pinned me in 3 seconds.
Hey, rock and rollers, this is Phil Me, and I'll be here for all kinds of beautiful memories Saturday night with WRCO's Those Were the Days. We'll be wrestling through the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and early 90s, and we'll stop and park for a time in the year of 1975. Those Were the Days on WRCO Saturday night between 6 and midnight is sponsored in part by Vitesnik Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, along with Sleepy Hollow Auto Sales and Center Cinema in Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and a federal judge has indefinitely adjourned Eric Adams' criminal trial as he weighs a Justice Department request to dismiss it.
District Judge Dale Ho appeared skeptical of the federal government's request to drop the criminal corruption charges against New York City Mayor Eric Adams. In an order Friday, Judge Ho did not dismiss the case, but adjourned the trial indefinitely. He says it's clear it will not happen in April. He says the key questions at play still need to be tested, so he's appointed former Solicitor General Paul Clement to argue the merits of the government's choices. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
Governors from around the country gather.